As you walk into the Jiffy Mix headquarters in Chelsea, you can't help but to feel like you're walking into one of Michigan's most iconic institutions. I'm greeted by Howdy Holmes. He's president of the Chelsea Milling Company that produces the famous mixes. But I'm not the only one touring the facility today.
Do you have a group in there? Or do they...
Holmes is informed by an employee that about 50 second graders from North Creek Elementary School in Chelsea have just finished watching a video on Jiffy Mix at the facility's theater.
Does anybody recognize him from the video? It's Mr. Holmes. That's right.
The video included the company's mascot.
I will be your video tour guide. My name is Cornelius J. Box.
Around these parts, folks call me Corny.
At the end of the video, Corny, who's the Jiffy Mix box, does what is known as the Corny Dance. He spreads his arms from side to side and shakes his hips, or rather his box, as if he were inside of a hula hoop. Holmes selects a few students and does the dance with them.
The tour hosts don't like it when I come in. I kind of work everybody up, so, and then I hand them over to them.
Holmes says he enjoys when the public visits the facility because it provides a sense of family and inclusion, and that's part of what the company's about. Holmes is a sixth-generation owner. His family has operated the facility since the late 1880s when it used to be called the Chelsea Roller Mill. Back then, they only produced flour. In the early 1900s, the company got its current name after Howdy's great-grandfather, Harmon Sumner Holmes, bought out the other partners and renamed it the Chelsea Milling Company.
The history is that my grandmother, Mabel, actually invented our first product. It was all-purpose baking mix. And it was introduced in April of 1930, and it was the first prepared mix ever.
Sitting in one of the chairs of the now empty theater, Holmes says the famous Jiffy Mix idea came to his grandmother after her twin boys invited a friend over to their house one day for lunch. The friend accepted the invitation but brought with him a bag lunch his single father had already prepared for him.
When she opened the brown bag, right on top was a biscuit. She kind of later referred to it as, it looked like a white hockey puck. But she was so overwhelmed knowing, now remember this is like 1925, 1926, knowing how much effort it took those days to make biscuits. She was, you know, her softened her heart and where she, and she got the idea, wouldn't it be nice to make a product that could save people time in the kitchen and be so easy, even a man could do it.
Since then, the company has introduced other mixes, such as pie crust, corn muffin, and cakes, but Holmes says it took time for consumers to get used to the product.
There were certain times where maybe people were a little, didn't want to save them time, because it might appear that they were cutting corners, so to speak. Well, they were cutting corners, but in a positive way, not a negative way. And so it was not until about the mid-60s that we were everywhere in the country.
Today, Jiffy Mix can also be found in about 32 countries around the world, not because they sell internationally, but because wholesalers resell their product. To show me where the mixes are made, I put on a hairnet and joined Holmes on the factory floor. Since the main baking season is between September and January, right now most of the production lines consist of putting product boxes together and filling them with the mixes. One by one, empty boxes pass through a conveyor belt until they reach a machine that fills them. They are then weighed and packaged for shipment. Annually, the company produces 150 million pounds of their 15 different mixes for retail.
So this particular manufacturing area or packaging area is devoted exclusively the corn muffin product. As I said, that's our most popular. So on an average day during the baking season, we will make about 1.6 million boxes of corn muffin a day.
As we continue walking through the 400,000 square foot facility, we bump into many of the 300 employees who work there. Holmes seems to know many of them by name.
Hey, Jeffrey.
Among them is Jeffrey Kamid. He's a maintenance worker who's been working there for 17 years.
If you wear your Jiffy shirt outside of here, people like, you know, oh, you work for Jiffy. I love this stuff. You know, I love your cornbread. You know, it makes you feel good.
As we get closer to the end of our tour, we pass through a room that connects part of the factory to an office area. It has light wooden floors and is decorated with lockers and a refrigerator. Holmes stops as we're about to leave what is now an employee break room and points up to the building's framework. He says it's part of the original building that was constructed over 130 years ago.
I personally enjoy walking through this part of our building because it reminds me of, you know, biological family and generations ago. I don't necessarily channel my my family members. Well, maybe I do. But, you know, you asked the question earlier, how do I personally feel about that? This demonstrates it is a place where I can visit where a long time ago, people that I didn't know were doing the same thing, pretty much.
So what's next for Jiffy? Holmes says they will expand their sales operation for food services. That includes restaurants, schools, and hospitals.
We just built a new facility that'll be operational in June that's going to do all of that. We've increased our capacity by 5 times.
Throughout the tour, Holmes emphasized that Jiffy Mix is more than a product. It's an experience that creates memories at home. Maybe that's why the company's corn muffin mix is the number one selling dried grocery item in the country with a 93% market share. Jorge Avillon, 89.1 WEMU News.